Let's bring in Jim Ryan as we follow this story out of Mexico that's getting a lot of attention, particularly here in Kansas City. We'll get to that in a moment. But Jim, can you bring us up to date here on this tragedy that has happened in Mexico earlier this week?
Yeah, they're still trying to determine exactly what the motivation might have been. Why was this family, this religious breakoff from the Mormon church that had been living there for decades, suddenly targeted for violence? Or were they targeted? That's not really clear at this point, EJ. The families may have been caught up in a crossfire between between rival drug cartels. They may themselves have been mistaken for members of a drug cartel. That's at least the thinking of one of the Mexican foreign ministers. The security secretary thinks the gunman might have mistaken the group's caravan of SUVs for members of a rival group and opened fire on them. We do know that at least 9 people have been killed, 3 women, 6 children, including 2 8-month-old twins.
And a young boy went for help after hiding some of his other family members in the brush?
Yeah, a 13-year-old boy held hid the other younger children behind a tree or tried to protect them somehow. We also know now about another survivor, a 7-month-old girl whose mother apparently placed her on the floorboards of the SUV as this attack was going on. The mother was killed. The 7-month-old girl survived. 11 hours later, she was found. She is alive this morning, and she's expected to be okay. Her name, Ellen, is Faith.
Jim, there is, as there often are in big stories, and sometimes we're surprised when there is a Kansas City connection to this story as well.
Yeah, the immigration attorney there who is related to some of those people who were killed, Denise LeBaron Ramos, says that her relatives were among those who were killed. She's extremely upset about it all and has been talking extensively about that and about this sort of mysterious community that has grown up there in northern Mexico.
Has anyone been arrested for this terrible attack?
There are reports there may have been an arrest. Now, ABC hasn't confirmed that, but there have been other reports that perhaps someone was arrested in Chihuahua State, next door to Sonora.
Jim Ryan with us, latest on this terrible attack in Mexico on Monday.
Anytime I hear like something like that, I think about these kids who will never, the little Faith, yeah, the little kid that was on the floorboards, she'll never know her mother. Nope. She'll never know how she saved her life. Well, but
I was going to say,
she'll grow up hearing about it.
There's your legacy, that, yeah, your mother saved your life.
Mm-hmm.